Call to order Board of Works for June 9th. First up is approval of the minutes from the May 27th meeting.
Mayor, I move that we approve the minutes as presented.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Move on to department head reports.
Bill Cooper, Sound Inspector, from 5/12 to the date, we had 213 violations. Grass, we had 48 bills sent out, and junk, 15. And we're also starting on the sidewalks.
Okay.
So.
Great.
I'm going to start calling tomorrow, so. And then I'm going to start on demolition on some houses, get that all set up, get some bids out, so.
Great. Thanks, Bill. Fire Department.
Gordon Becker, Fire Department. We are up to 1,103 runs so far for the year. We have one of our engines down right now, having an oil cooler replaced, and we have a wheel bearing on another truck. As soon as the first one's done, it'll go in and get replaced on our ladder. Got UL, Underwriter Laboratories, coming in to do our aerial testing, and we're going to start pump testing tomorrow, so we'll be pretty busy.
All right. Gordon, for your information, Danny's unavailable today.
Okay.
And Laura's out of town, so.
They'll come next.
We have no old business. We'll move on to new business. Lincoln High School homecoming event. Deck Vermillion.
Probably the same thing that I've showed you guys the last.
You surveyors come all prepared with maps and everything.
You all have seen it.
Thanks, Dick.
Just a little copy of how we do our layout for homecoming. But this year, Lincoln High School's homecoming is on Friday, September 26th. And I'm here to represent the small group of people that put together the celebration out at the pavilion that's held on that Friday. You've got there basically a map that shows our layout, where we put the beer garden and the street closings and such forth that we have in there. But we're pretty much asking to do things the same way we have done in the past, from 7 a.m. on Friday the 26th until after we get our cleanup done on the morning of the 27th, to keep Bustering Street closed, First Street from Bustering to Broadway closed, and then beginning at noon on the 26th to close Bustering Street from First to Second. This closes the streets around the pavilion. Even though Bustering Street would be closed like we've done in the past, we still leave it half open so that patrons to Dots, and I think the soda shop on the corner is up and going again now too, so people can still get into those businesses and work and such forth. So so we're asking for those street closings and for the use of the pavilion for that event. But this year I wanted to bring another dimension of this event to your attention and see if there's anything that the city could do to help us, and that is a better control of the traffic around the parade. And I don't mean along the parade route. I mean in the area where the parade lineup happens, where the floats come in on First Street and Culbertson Boulevard in the back, where they line up back there. And after the parade, we had many near misses of children running out in front of cars and bottlenecks of cars and floats. We have parents that are coming to pick up their children after they get finished with the parade, and they tell their kids to meet them at like First and Bustrin Street. Well, the parents don't know that those streets are blocked off and they're not supposed to be getting back through there and driving. Plus, they're fighting the parade itself as it's coming in to unload on First Street. So I'd like to open some dialogue with the city and with the high school officials that coordinate the parade themselves, and see what we can do to get better traffic control.
Right.
For the parade itself. I think I mentioned this to you, Mayor, last year that we had some really, really bad situations with congestion there and traffic was backed up. And a lot of children are running around out there pretty loosely, and somebody's bound to get hurt if we don't get a better handle on that. I've contacted the person at the high school. Well, I've attempted to contact the person at the high school that coordinates the parade, but she won't be on staff until the fall. But I'm still waiting for her to contact me back. But I think that's going to be a key ingredient, is getting the people that line up the parade and the order of the floats and everything, and getting that established. But we mentioned last year maybe something about getting a few more policemen out there to help direct traffic around that or something. Mm-hmm.
So, Dusty, you have any? Hunter, did you have something you wanted to?
I want to say I haven't been able to get a hold of her either, but we're going to have Culver's and Boulevard closed off for construction for levee projects.
Oh.
Here. So the parade won't be able to line use Culver's at all.
In September, they won't be able to.
So we're just lining up on First Street?
We're running late on our projects because we're having to deal with CSX, and it's taken a long time.
So, Dick, maybe we can just, you know, between Dusty and your committee and the mayor's office, maybe we can get to, you know, closer to the time, get a little meeting together to kind of, because it sounds like we're going to have to talk about parade alignment and whether or not we need to use some other area, because I don't know if we're going to be able to get everything on First Street or not. Mm-hmm. I know exactly what you're talking about, because
You think you just close off the street, but you have to get floats through there, and it's going to make it worse this year if you can't use Culver's and Boulevard.
Right.
So
who is it at Lincoln that you?
Shay Dukes.
Shay Dukes,
yeah. I sent her.
Okay. Okay. Well, we have plenty of time, so we'll.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll make a motion that we close the following streets for the homecoming event. First Street from Bussarin to Broadway from 7 a.m. Friday, September 26th, until 7 a.m. Saturday, September 27th. And Bussarin Street from 1st to 2nd from noon Friday, the 26th, until 1 a.m. Saturday, the 27th. And then we'll ask that the mayor's office, the Vincennes Lincoln High School, and the homecoming parade officials coordinate a better traffic pattern.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thanks, Dick.
We'll get together.
Thank you. Yeah, we'll talk about that some more and get with Dusty and see what we can figure out. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Dick.
Thanks.
I guess I need to put in that motion the use of the pavilion. Dan, you have everything you need for that, right? There's an agreement. There was an agreement signed here that was part of that petition. So, Dick, do you know if the insurance for the use of the pavilion, does that come through the committee or does that come through the high school?
The application letter is there. Let's see. Dan, can you help me out on this? I can't remember if we actually approved that through the Board of Works or if the mayor's office approves the pavilion.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So we'll secure that. I mean, we'll approve the use pending the insurance.
Okay. Provision. Yeah, the insurance will be under the Chamber of Commerce's umbrella.
Okay.
And Mark will always make sure that
you guys have
the insurance certificate is in your hands about a month before the event. So
okay, so you used to handle that before.
No, no, the committee's never had its own insurance. It's always operated under the Chamber of Commerce insurance.
Okay, as long as we get that secured before the event.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Motion for the pavilion?
Yeah, let's make a motion for the pavilion, yes. Use the pavilion on the 26th.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, we're good. Thanks, Dick.
Okay, abandon the pavilion between July 4th parade and the fireworks. Tony Akers and or Bob Kemp.
Tony Akers?
Mark, how we doing?
Didn't recognize you.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Myself and Bob Kemp and another individual, Bob Ulick, have a rock band, and we had approached Mark McNeese about possibly performing in between the parade and the fireworks and utilizing the stage and the pavilion to do that. We would do that free and open to the public. It'd be about 2 hours between the two groups. There's another individual that would come in and do a solo kind of artist.
All right.
Requesting permission to use the pavilion.
No, I don't know. We've done something like that before. It was great because it just kind of fills that time. And
right.
Yeah, it's great.
Kind of keeps people downtown a little bit.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, okay.
We've reviewed the rental agreement. We do have a question about it. The liability insurance. Again, this, and we're considering this kind of a public event in correlation with the 4th of July parade and the fireworks and all of that, and just was concerned about having to provide liability insurance for something that everybody is going to be invited to for other things as well.
Is that something the city can do, or what do we do?
Right. We do the
parade. City does do the parade.
The parade is ours. I thought the city attorney was going to take it over.
But so I guess the question is whether or not we want
the farmers market organization. Yeah,
they have an organization.
Yeah.
Well, most of those are sponsored by banks and different places that have like this McMurtry concerts sponsored by Vincent Savings Bank. So what do we do in the pet port?
That depends on the crowd. That's why we're not interested in buying the liability insurance.
So when the pet port's done stuff in there and they've had concerts and things, you know, the city has, you know, sponsored that. So I mean, if the Cheryl, do you have an opinion on this? I mean, if the
in the past,
yeah.
Years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So that way we have I don't think we did anything last year.
We would be willing to let you hire
last year. So I mean basically we have a band that's volunteering to play and that's, you know, we're waiving the fee. I mean I guess my feeling is that the city would just cover that. That's why I get the big bucks for doing this.
Is that in the form of a motion?
If you see that I get paid, we'll make this. Okay, I'll make a motion that we approve the use of the pavilion for a 2.5 hour period of time following the 4th of July parade prior to the fireworks for Joe's Last Stand, and that the city will take responsibility for waiving the insurance requirement that we usually use. Thank you for doing that.
Thank you very much.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
The rental agreement. You want to go ahead and sign it now? And
yeah, it to you? You can just go ahead and do that with Dan. So that's great. Thanks, Tony.
Yeah, thanks. Next is Housing Rehabilitation Program Bid Acceptance and Contract Award. This says Mayor Joe Yocum, but I'm going to say Matt's ward.
That's Matt.
Okay.
This.
Read all order for bid acceptance contract award. That, yeah.
Okay. in the matter of the City of Vincennes Housing Rehabilitation Program, order for bid acceptance and contract award. The City of Vincennes pursuant to recommendation now takes the following action on behalf of the homeowners on the following projects: V14-101, V14-102, V14-103, V14-104, V14-105, V14-106, V14-107, V14-108, V14-109, V14-110, V14, it goes all the way through 110.
You could have done that much sooner.
Owner-occupied rehabilitation project in regards to the bids for this such housing rehabilitation project that was timely received and opened on May 12, 2014 at 5 p.m.
Okay, and the final bids are 1 through 13, so you don't have to, you can just say 1, and then, yeah, okay.
And they're at various amounts.
Okay, we're not going to read all those amounts.
Total on all those, but the bids are accepted due to the fact that they are deemed as being the lowest, most responsible, most responsive bids. This being ordered this ninth day of June.
Okay, so to be specific, without necessarily detail on the amounts, there are 1, 2, 3 awards being given to K&K Construction, and 3 bids that are being awarded to Anderson Construction, and 7 bids that are being awarded to USA Construction that range in price from $14,030 for the lowest up to $26,930 for the largest. Again, these were the lowest for each individual bid, and they were opened up at our last meeting. So I'll make a motion that we approve this bid acceptance that's been presented to the mayor.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That means we have 13 houses that will look a whole lot better this time next year, right? That's great.
That's the plan. Okay, next is... Is there an original for this?
Now we got Matt. We're always happy to see Matt, because usually that means we're getting money for something.
Yep.
I guess. Vincennes Levy Project Contracts, Matt Sword. That's it.
All right. Good evening. Matt Sword, Southern Indiana Development Commission. And got contracts to award for the Vincennes Levy Project. This was a project funded in part by the Office of Community and Rural Affairs. We received a release of funds, I believe back in, it was April or May, and then we've been working through Hunter and Kirk. And so we're to the point now that we can award. There are 4 divisions. Division 1 is levee structure abandonment to Blank & Brothers Incorporated for $96,600. Division 2 is for levee concrete rehabilitation. That is to Blankenberger Brothers Incorporated as well for $89,200. Division 3 is levee pipe rehabilitation. That is awarded to Wabash Utilities Incorporated in the amount of $407,403.89. And then Division 4 is levee slip lining, and that is awarded to Blankenberger Brothers Incorporated in the amount of $113,500. Then I've got contracts and notice of award to be signed.
So Hunter, you're totally on board with this, and Kirk is as well. Right.
The only issue right now is CSX is, I don't know, we ran into some issues with permitting with them to do the work, and they're holding us up for construction. Right now, it's too wet to do anything anyway, but it's going to become an issue if we don't get it solved pretty soon. But, you know, we've got plenty of time on the grant. And,
so
I think we're
good. Okay,
great.
And just for our effort, the city's matches out of all this is 20%, correct?
10%. Right, and the bids did come in under budget. I think we were looking about $1.2 million in grant funds. We're under $1 million on that. So in the end, if the project stays under budget, the city's match will only be 10% of the grant amount expended.
Roughly,
I think your local portion right now is about $132,000.
Right. Great.
And just for you guys' information, this was brought up to the council several months ago, and they have agreed that we would spend edit dollars towards the match.
Oh, to do the match.
Right.
Great.
It's not, it doesn't fall under the USB, it's falling under the city's, and we'll pay that out edit.
Yeah, it as Hunter alluded to, I mean, this is an enormous improvement from where we were several years ago when I was on council, and we were talking about jacking up all kinds of sewer rates and everything else to cover millions of dollars of work. So you guys...
Well, this isn't all the work that has to be done.
No, I understand that, but it's a great first step. Okay, so do we need a motion on this to accept the...
To approve the contract.
Right, do you typically do a motion for each contract, or can you make a motion for all four of them?
These are good.
We're okay to make a motion for all four, so...
It's all part of the same.
Okay, so I make a motion that the city accept the project contracts from Matt Swart of the SIDC to four different... portions as presented.
I'll second the motion.
Hey, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Then after the meeting, sign them.
Sign those.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thank you, Matt.
Thanks.
Next is Second Street Project Contracts. City Engineer John Sprague.
See the contracts from the revised contract for BLA for the new and revamped Second Street project. We're still communicating with NDOT exactly on how to get the PO set up with them, and I'll have a meeting with them by the next week or two. But in the meantime, we have our consultant contract agreement for BLA for the revised scope. A lot of regulations have been removed and been through the contract, made some tweaks, and need your approval and need to get signed.
So, is there a specific monetary amount that we need to describe in this motion? Or?
It is $203,660.
$660 to BLA?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, it's Lockmuller Group.
Lockmuller Group. So Judy's just here to look good. Is that
they had a name change. They had a name change in the last couple weeks. BLA has changed the name to Lockmuller Group.
Lockmuller Group.
Right.
Okay. Did you know that?
Okay.
And this contract's basically the final thing to get this project moving again. Now that
right.
we've made the agreement with the state, and
it's the consultant LPA agreement it's to finish the job up for sure.
Yeah, Dave, we were in high school when this thing first started, my man.
That would mean Steve and I probably weren't even born.
Okay, on that note, Mr. Hill, make the motion to approve the Second Street project contracts as presented by City Engineer John Sprague to Lockmuller Group in the total of $203,660 and no cents.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Thanks,
John. Thanks, Judy.
I'm pretty sure
Retired Thurman was in charge of the start. He's got that circle, don't they? I think you're right.
Maybe too.
Was it called Second Street back then? I don't even know.
Buffalo Trace.
Okay, enough jocularity,
next.
Sorry.
Widen the curb cut on Bustern Street. Larry Donovan. I think
yes, we got it something here.
And drawing in your...
Of course we have a drawing. It wouldn't be a Larry project if we didn't have a drawing, right?
Yeah, Larry Donovan... here to request a review for the Pioneer Oil Company on the parking lot where they tore the building down and then the parking lot been existing.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make one adjustment, and I'll give you a print and then tell you what.
Okay.
What we'd like to do is actually cut the curb, have permission to cut the curb on Fifth Street because there is no access there. And as you see on the site plan, we'll be cutting out on the Fifth Street. And now on the Bustering Street side, there is an access, and we'd like to change that width. Originally, we were going to change it from a 20 to 24 foot, or to a 40-foot width, but the site survey did not indicate a power pole on there that we don't want to move, so we're going to adjust the opening to miss it. And so we'll only be adjusting the opening from a 20-foot to a 23-foot opening. So if we could request your permission to do that and then work with City Engineer Mr. Sprague and make sure it all meets the requirements.
Okay. So Larry, I can just read this petition here and not mention the actual widths and that you're going to coordinate with John. Is that okay? So
yes.
Okay. So we're going to make approve a motion to widen an existing curb cut on Bustering Street adjacent to the Water Department and cut the curb on Fifth Street as part of the Pioneer Oil Project. And Mr. Donovan will coordinate with the City Engineer to meet the necessary requirements.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Yeah, it's going to be a huge improvement. You can tell already what that's going to look like. It's
great. Thank you. Yeah, we're going to pave that area now, and we've started the construction on the building itself on Main Street and been coordinating that with Mr. Sprague, and I think it's going pretty well.
Great.
Good deal.
Great.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Next is handicap only parking sign at 407 Bio Street. Susan Bolin.
Susan Bolin. I feel like old school week here. Speaking of high school, it's like.
Okay, I'm Susan Bolin. I'm representing my dad, Ray Shepherd, wanting to put a handicap parking sign in front of his residence there at 407 Bio Street. I got a doctor's request.
And Susan, did somebody talk to you about the cost of putting up the sign and the
and
annual
fee? And do I take care of that tonight, or?
No, you just check with Liz and
tomorrow. Okay.
In the office, yeah. So how old is Ray?
92.
Are you serious? 92. Uh-huh. No kidding. Yeah. This is one of my old neighbors from way back when.
He's in the hospital right now.
Is he? Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so we're making a motion to approve a handicap-only parking sign at 407 Bayou Street for Raymond Shepherd with a noted cost for erecting the sign and annual fee.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Great.
Thanks,
Susan.
Last on the list is a dumpster on Oak Street, side of 1302 Upper 11th Street. Phil Cooper on behalf of Judy Ship.
Yeah, Mrs. Ship called me and she couldn't make it tonight, and I told her I'd represent her. She's wanting to put a dumpster at 1302 Upper 11th Street, but she's wanting it on the Oak Street side because the house she owns are cleaning it all out. And she said it'd be a couple days, it'd be parked there, but I gave it to Thursday and in case, you know, rain and stuff. So she's wanting permission to put a dumpster there on the street.
So do we know, as far as the neighbors or anybody that would object to that or anybody?
I have not.
Big heartburn over this?
It'd be really in front of her house on Oak Street, but.
It'd be in front of her house, so it's really gonna.
It'd be, on the Oak Street side.
Okay.
So it's only a couple days?
Couple days. I gave it to Thursday in case something would come up that the rain. Okay. Because they're going to have some people there cleaning it all out.
All right.
If there's any problems, I did not go around the neighbors.
If you know the neighborhood, if it's in front of her property, and
right.
The only thing that's going to compromise is parking, I guess, for space or two for a couple of days. So, okay, we'll make a motion to approve the placement of a dumpster on the Oak Street side of a house that's at 1302 Upper 11th that's owned by Judy Ship with the approval of the city inspector.
Okay. I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Was the last thing on the agenda, just in a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned.
Liz, I thought you did a great job. Yeah, I just...